listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
1 + 1 + 1 = 1. That's the mathematic equation, my brothers and my sisters. 1 + 1 + 1 = 1. What am I talking about? You've probably guessed. The solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. The solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Let's get to it. The first reading comes from Proverbs. Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 22 to 31. Our psalm response from Psalm 8, verses 4 through 9. Our second reading, Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. And our gospel comes from St. John, chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. What is the Trinity? More important, more to the point, who is the Trinity? Now, you know, when you talk about something like the Trinity, I mean, it is the greatest of all the mysteries of our faith. It's the most fundamental, the most foundational. When we're baptized into the Trinity. When we get our prayers, we invoke the Trinity in the name, the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We know that the Trinity is three distinct persons, yet one God. We know all these things, all these words about the Trinity. When it comes to who the Trinity is, Father, Son, and Spirit, the lover, the beloved, and the love. Father, the lover, Jesus, the beloved, and the love between them so strong that that love is his own person in the Holy Spirit. Sometimes it can get pretty vast, pretty confusing. Over the years, the centuries, many saints, many great thinkers, many writers have all tried to tell us, to help explain to us what the Trinity is, how the Trinity works, what the Trinity means in our lives, and as well as they've done, far better than I could ever do, it's still a mystery. It's still a mystery for us to chew on, to pray about, to contemplate. And the truth is, you could contemplate this mystery for the rest of your life and not really ever crack even the surface of the depth of it. That doesn't mean we shouldn't try. So there's two things I want to throw out to you this week as you pray through these readings. The how and the why. The how and the why. And a lot of times in life, what ends up happening is that we ask the wrong question. We ask how instead of asking why. Give you an example. People that look at the first few chapters of the book of Genesis and they immediately dismiss Christianity and they say, well, that's not how God could have done it. It didn't happen in 24-hour periods. It didn't even happen like that. It was a bang and it was this and this kind of evolution with this animal and it's all about the how and the scientific hows. And the writers of Genesis would have said, you're asking the wrong question. It's not about how he did it. It's about why he did it. If you go and stand in any checkout stand in a grocery store, look at the magazine aisle, you look at the magazine covers, it's going to say how to get a man, how to get a woman, how to make him fall in love, how to make her fall in love. It's all the hows. My brothers and my sisters, God is not as concerned about the how as he is about the why. Why do we love? Why do we love? Because we come from love. Because God, who is love, loves us. And that's why we love. That's why we have the desire to love. That's why we search for love. That's why we seek love. That's why if you're not in love, you want to be in love. And if you were once in love and then you had someone break your heart and you're out of love, now you're a country music artist, and that's just how it works. In this first reading from the book of Proverbs, we're going to hear about wisdom. God's going to share his wisdom with us. And the wisdom is often interchangeable with the Holy Spirit. When you hear wisdom in Scripture, it often means the Holy Spirit, that person of the Trinity. And it says, and the Lord possessed me, the beginning of his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies of long ago. And it's very poetic, and you're going to hear basically that God created. That God created all the things from before there was even time, the timeless one created. And as he created, yes, he was thinking of us, but we have to remember again, people always want to stop and go, well, how did he create? In what order? How did he make the skies? How did he make the waters? How did he? And God says, it's not about the how, it's about the why. Why did I create? Because God is love. And as love, God desires to give that love. And God desires to have a recipient of that love. And in this way, when we look at creation, all of creation is supposed to point us back to God's love, the perfect love, not just of a father, not just of a son, not just of a spirit, but the perfect love of the family of the Holy Trinity. And that's why in the psalm response, we proclaim, oh, Lord, our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, in the name of God, all three persons are contained. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In this second reading, we're going to hear, therefore, since we've been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we've gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand and we boast in hope of the glory of God. St. Paul says a lot right there. And this is when people want to get formulaic. How are we saved? How are we justified? Entire religions and denominations have broken off because of these words of St. Paul. How am I saved? How am I justified? Yes, it's important to find out how we are saved by grace through Jesus Christ. But the important part is the why. Why? Why did God save us? Why does God give us the Spirit? Why did Christ come? It's so that we would know the love of God, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that's been given to us. It's the same way when Jesus is talking to his disciples in the gospel. This is really heavy theological stuff. I have much more to tell you, but you can't bear it now. And when he comes, the Spirit of truth will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, like Satan did, but he's going to testify to me and to my truth, to my glory. And this is why we have the Holy Spirit, because we have a share in the divine life of God. This is why we have the Holy Spirit to guide us in truth and lead us in truth, so we don't get swept up by the lies of the world. And when God gives us the Holy Spirit, Jesus doesn't tell us how exactly it's going to happen and how exactly it's going to work, but why? Why? So we can persevere in love. We can live in love. We can live in truth. We can know what's right and wrong. We can live in the family of love, and we can get back to that perfect love that is the Holy Trinity. In all these readings, they're incredibly vast and incredibly deep, and I want you to read them on your own. But look around this week at the world around you, and look at your family, and look at your friends, and look at your prayer life with God. If you only get wrapped up in the hows, how is this going to work? How am I supposed to do this? How do I pray? And you forget to ask why. Why do I pray? Why might this be going on in my life? Why did God send me the Holy Spirit or these scriptures or this church? Why? Because he loves me. Because the Trinity is love. And the Trinity wants me to live in that perfect love and have access to that perfect love through the Holy Spirit and have access to the family that I was baptized in the name of. In the name of that love. Don't ask how. Live out why. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.